We're holding on Sadek Ches Omid Beis, beginning the 12th Perek of the Masechta. Now that we've dealt with the procedures of how Korbanos are brought, and what happens to Tosol Korbanos, and what happens to when the blood squirts on things, and so on and so forth, now we have to deal with what happens to the meat of the Korbanos. Well, we know you have an Ola is burnt, fine, there's not much to talk about that. Most Korbanos are eaten, and then you have a few Korbanos that are burnt. You have the Chatoris HaPnimius, that are burnt out, the Chatoris HaPnimius that are burnt outside the Machna, outside Yerushalayim. So our Perek is going to focus on those din. Who is and isn't able to eat from the Korbanos? We're going to focus among the Koyanim, which Koyanim are able to receive a portion of Korbanos and eat them, and how do we deal with the Korbanos that have to be burnt outside Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah starts off. Tvuyon, a Kohen who is a Tvuyon, he was Tomei, he's Tovel, but he hasn't yet had head of Shemesh, or Mechoser Kippurim, or he's Mechoser Kippurim, and you have a few different cases, Azov, a Metzora, some others, where even after Tzvillah and even after head of Shemesh, they still have to bring a Korban in order to be completely Tahor. So they, Einan Chokin B'Kodshim Lecha La'erev, they are not given a portion of the Korbanos that were brought that day to eat that evening. In other words, we would say like this. In other words, here, you have the seller with Tomei, with whatever it is, Tumas Nes, Sherex, whatever it is. He's Tovold. He needs head of Shemesh. Comes Tesek Echovim, he will be completely Tahor. He'll be able to eat from Korbanos that were brought that day, pretty much all Korbanos you have, you're able to eat the night after they're brought. So then, why don't we give him a portion, and he'll be able to eat it that night when he's completely Tahor? Nope, the missionary is telling us we don't do that. It has to be, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, at the time of the Avodah, he's able to do the Avodah and he's able to eat Kodshin. And now, at the time of the Avodah, he wasn't because he was a Tavul Yom or Mechoser Kippurim, respectively. When we say they can't get a portion until the evening, the Gemara is going to talk about that a Mechoser Kippurim does have to tovel after even after he brought his korban. However, we're going to say that's only Dirabbanan. And it sounds like over here, it sounds like they not only need Tavulah, it sounds like they need a head of Shemesh as well. But Tosfos has a long discussion of that over here and says it's not so, actually. They don't need Tzvila, and they do need Tzvila, Midrabanan, but they don't need head of Shemesh. The whole concept of head of Shemesh, of having to wait until Tzvila Tzvila applies only to Tumas Doraisa. It does not apply to Tumas Midrabanan. So therefore, what it means is when we say over here, Einan Chokin Bakodshim Lechol Erev, the Lechol Erev part is referring to the Tzvul Yoyin, where he, indeed, the first he would be able to eat from Korbanos would be that evening. But it's true, the Mechoser Kippurim, he would actually, once he brings his Korban and once Midrabanan as well, he tovels, then he's able to eat Kodshim right away. So he still won't be able to, if Korbanos are being brought, Korbanos are being brought that day after he tovled, then he would be able to eat them, but not from Korbanos that was brought before while he was still Mechoser Kippurim. That's the point. In other words, Tosfos says the point is, in other words, with the Tavul Yoyim, he's not going to be able to receive a portion of the Kodshim, which he'd first be able to eat tonight. The Mechoser Kippurim, the point is, even if it's 5 minutes before he brings his korban to make him no longer a Mechoser Kippurim, nevertheless, if a korban was brought during that time, he still can't, he still is not given a portion of it. Continues the Mishnah. Oinin, a Kohen who's an Oinin, a close relative of him has passed away. Negea, he is allowed to touch Kodshim, unlike the Tavul Yoyim and the Mechoser Kippurim, he's not going to passel them by touching them, as we're going to see in the Gemara. The Einin Makriv, however, he cannot offer Korbanos. So an Oinin is not, we learned way back in the second paragraph of our Masechta, that an Oinin is not allowed to bring the Korbanos. And we talked about there, the Kohen Gadol is an exception, and we're going to talk about that in the Gemara over here, but a regular Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah when he's an Oinin. We're going to have in our paragraph, we're going to have a long piece. Analyzing in detail the whole story with Aaron and his sons in Parshas Shemini, where they burnt one of the Korbanos, and Moshe was upset with them for that, and part of the discussion there turned on the fact that they were all Oinonim, because Nadav and Aviu had just passed away. Anyway, so an oinen is megea, he can touch the korbanos, but he cannot offer the korbanos. And he also does not get a portion that he can eat that evening, even though, again, in the evening he'll be able to, because currently he's an oinen. You'll see in the Gemara the details of that day. Next, bali mumin, when a koyen is a bal mum, bein bali mumin, oinen bein bali mumin koyen, whether he has a temporary mum or a permanent one, chok and vaochlen, they do get a portion of the korbanos, and they do in fact eat them. The pasuk specifically says that they can eat, and we're saying the Mishnah is saying over here that they're also able to receive their own independent portion. Avaloy makriven, however, they cannot offer the korbanos, because a bal mum cannot offer the korbanos. So in other words, even though we've been saying, as the Mishnah is going to say at the end, the Mishnah is going to bring a pasuk that anybody who's able to be makriv is able to be able to eat. So he, and so far, all the rules that we've had so far have respected that rule. An onion can't do the avodah, therefore he doesn't get a portion of the korbanos. Tzvul yonim, b'chose kippurim, etc. But tzval mum is an exception to that rule, as we'll see in the Gemara. Next. Any Kohen who's not suitable to do the Avodah, any Chodesh Lavasser, is not going to get a portion of the meat of the Korban. We'll see in the Gemara, the rule is somewhat differently. Roy Lachila, only if he's able to eat the Korbanos, is he able to get a portion of it. So the Sfasenas points out over here that our Mishnah gives a rule that focuses on whether he's able to do the avoda in order to be mamayet a cotton or a woman. Now the korbanos that male koyanim can eat, their children can eat as well. They have to eat them in the azara, but they have to, their boys can come in and eat them as well. Their wives can eat from kodshim kalim, from the portions of kodshim kalim that go to the koyanim. So they're able to eat, but they're not able to do the avoda, and therefore our Mishnah is saying that they're not choken, they don't get a portion of their own. If their father or husband gets a portion, then he can share it with them, but they themselves don't get their own individual one because they're not roi la avoda. And the Mishnah continues, V'chol she'ein lo'i ba'boser, anybody who does not have their own specific portion of meat, ein lo'i ba'oros, and they also do not get their portions of the skins of the korbanos. Many korbanos you have, there are certain korbanos where the skin, kodshim kalim in particular, where the skins go to the owner, but kodshim, the skins go to the koyanim along with them, and even an oila, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach, the skin is not burnt, because it's stripped off the animal before it's burnt, and that skin goes to the koyanim as well. So the rule is then that if you're not entitled to your own portion of the korban, then you're not entitled to the skins of the korban even. Even if you were to have a koyin who is tomei when the zrikas adam is done, but he's toher when the chalev is burnt on the mizbeach, and that would be, let's say, for example, now we know the chalev can be burnt at night. So you could have the guy became tomei, then they shechted a korban and sprinkled the blood. Afterwards, he went to the mikveh, then he had a head of shevish, and they only got around to burning the fat of that korban that night. So he's tohur when they're burning the fat. Nevertheless, he was tomei at the time of the zrika. Eni chodek b'basar, he does not get a portion of the meat because he wasn't tohur at the time of the zrika. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, a makriv as dama shlomim, the koyan who offers the blood of the shlomim, ve'efa chelev, and the chelev, b'nei Aaron, from among the sons of Aaron, lo yir, see it, actually says, in the pasuk, shreka yom and the mana, to him, the right leg of the korban will be given as a portion. That's one gyrsa is that we're learning from that pasuk. Tosfos actually takes out the pasuk altogether, because we're going to see later on in the Gemara that we use a different pasuk as zodik as dama shlomin. Our pasuk in the Gemara over here is actually being used for a different derasha. There is in fact a different girsa on the side over here. The pasuk is said that rather the Gemara is reporting the pasuk lakoyin as zodik as dama shlomin lo yia. To the Kohen who sprinkles the blood of the Shlomim, to him it will be. So a couple of different Gersoris over here, what Pasuk the Mishnah is quoting, or is it even quoting a Pasuk at all? Now, it doesn't mean, as we're going to see in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that only the one who actually offered the Korban is the one who gets the meat of it. The psukim make it quite clear that all the kohenim are able to share in it, so that's what it means, therefore. So we're meant to understand that it means not the actual individual kohen who actually did the avodah of the korban, but rather any kohen who was eligible to do that avodah is one who gets his own individual portion of the meat of the korban. Okay. So the Gemara starts off, Menohani Mil. Where do we know this din from of who gets a portion and who doesn't? Now, what do you mean, Menahani Mili? The Mishnah at the end brought a pasuk. So the Chayit Nasan explains that the last part of our what about the last part of the Mishnah where he was Tomei at the time of the Zuka and Tahar at the time when the Chaylev was offered, or the other way around. So we're going to see later on in the parak, we're going to see that there is an opinion that that he has to be Tahar at the time of both of them, both the Zuka and the burning of the Chaylev. Now, our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah just said that he needs to be Tahar at the time of the Zrika. So now the Gemara is asking, how do we know that it depends on what happened during the Zrika? That he has to be Tahar at that time. So the Gemara says, Amar Shlokesh, to Amar Kuro, because the Pasuk says, HaKoyen HaMachate Oiso Yechalena. The Pasuk says that the Koyen who does the Avodah of the Korban, Machate, Meloshin Chet, that he, the word chet, actually, where we usually translate chet, test aleph, as a sin, but it also means to cleanse, like, to chateini be'ezeh ve'etor, dover amal has, Hashem cleanse me. So ha-koin ha-machate oisa, the koin who cleanses it, who does the avoda, and that refers to the sprinkling of the blood, primarily, although it refers to the other avodas as well. So koin ha-machate oichel, the koin who does the avoda of the blood, is the one who eats. If he doesn't do the avoda of the blood, then he doesn't eat. Then he doesn't eat from the korban. So now the Shlokish himself continues to explain. Now we don't yet have a full explanation yet because we know there are a lot of exceptions to that. And besides which, also that doesn't tell us that he's not roi la avoda. That tells us if he doesn't actually do the avoda, he doesn't get a portion. How do you know that it has to do with his eligibility? So far, it sounds like it means only the one who actually does the avoda. So the Shlokish himself, Rashi explains, is going to continue and explain where we get the entire din that we're saying over here. So the Shlokish continues a chlolahu. Now you have to ask, is this a general klal that the kohen who doesn't do the avodah doesn't get from the meat? What about the entire rest of the mishmar? They don't do the avodah of the korban, and yet they get to eat from it. And since the pasuk clearly says kol zocha b'koyinim yechal oisa, that all the koyinim eat it, so it's very clear that it's not that it's not limited only to the koyin who did the avoda. So we see that's not a very good rule. So Rish Lakish explains roi lachitoy tamrinim. We don't mean that he actually does the avoda, does the actual sprinkling of the blood. We mean that he's roi, he's eligible to do it. Any koyin of that week's mishmar is eligible to do the avoda of any korban. In practice, obviously, they give it to one particular koyin, but all of them are eligible. Therefore, all of them are included in this rule of a koyin of machata oisei yichlana. Okay, Rish Lakish continues by the cotton the inner roi lachitoy voichol. What about a cotton who cannot do the avoda in the mismikdash? He is not roi lechitui, and yet he's able to eat from the korban. Now, the Gemara is going to explain as we go through this thing. We're going to see there's a special ribui for a bal mum. The cotton there is also a special ribui for. So Tosfos points out, though, we still have to understand, then what is the pasuk coming to tell us? What is the pasuk? If there is going to be an exception for a cotton and a bal mum, and we're going to say on the end, then what else is the pasuk? Then what else is the pasuk coming to tell us? So he answers, Ella ma yechlena yechalkenem. Rather, we have to say that the word yechlena and the pasuk really means yechalkenem. He gets to have a portion of it. So now, then that is a true rule. Roy lechitri chaylik, somebody who is roy to do the avodah of the blood gets a portion of the fachim. V'she'en roy lechitri, ain't a chaylik. If he's not roy to do that avodah, then he doesn't get a portion. So therefore, so a cotton is not going to get his own individual portion. So he will be able to get from his father's portion, but he's not going to get his own independent portion, and therefore that is what the pasuk is coming to tell us with this rule of HaKoyin HaMachata Oseh Yechlana. So, and it also tells us, what we said in the Mishnah about the, in particular, what it said in the Mishnah about the Tevul Yoim not getting a portion. Tosfos points out there's another exception to that as well. There are other exceptions as the Gemara is going to go on. There are cases where a person can do the Avodah and yet he doesn't get a portion. But it means really the other way around. The rule is anybody who cannot do the Avodah does not get a portion. Sometimes there can be somebody who is able to do the Avodah and still doesn't get a portion, as we're going to go on to discuss in the Gemara. Well, the question is, Vare Balmum, okay, but you still have to ask, what about a Balmum? He's not roy to do the Avodah, v'cholik, and he gets his own independent portion of the Korbanos, as we said in the Mishnah. And the answer is Balmum, Rachmona Rabbi, because when it comes to a Balmum, there's a special ribui in the Pasuk. It says, all Zocha b'Koyanim, and that means the Rabbis Balmum. It says, all males among the Koyanim. And therefore, that includes that the Baal Mum gets his own portion. Now, it doesn't need to tell us that he needs to eat it, because he's able to eat it, because that you have a clear pasuk in Parshas Emor that says that a Baal Mum can eat from the Korbanos. So now, if we have another ribui that tells us kol zocha b'koyanim and it includes a Baal Mum, then it has to mean not only that he can eat, not only that he can share somebody else's portion, but even that he gets his own individual portion. Okay, the Gemara asks the aim of Kol Zocher the Rabbis Tevul Yoim. Why? Say that maybe the Kol Zocher includes a Tevul Yoim and say that he gets a portion. And the answer is Mistabra Baal Mum, Havalei L'Rabuya. It's more logical to include the Baal Mum, Shekein Oichel, because after all, we have a pasuk that he's able to eat, the Korbanos, whereas a Tevul Yoim cannot. So Gemara says, Ad Rabbi Tevul Yoim, Havalei L'Rabuya, Dil'urta Mesli Chazi. On the other hand, you could argue that maybe you should include the Tevul Yoim, because right now he's not suitable to eat the Korbanos, but all he needs is nightfall, and then he'll be ready to eat, and then he'll be ready to eat from the Korbanos, as opposed to a Baal Mum, and he'll even be able to do Avodah tonight. For example, again, if there are leftover fats from the Korban, he'll be able to burn them on the Mizbeach. And he's able to do the Avodah then. So then maybe the Torah is being Marba, that he should be the one getting a portion of his own. And the answer is Hashem Yehovah Halei Chazi. Okay, but the fact is, right now he's not suitable for that, and therefore we can say that the Baal Mum has an advantage over him, because right now the Baal Mum is able to eat, as says in the Pesukim. Okay. So that's how we learn, says Rish Lakish, the entire din that we said that so far, in other words, the rule is as follows. If a Kohen is able to do the Avodah, then he gets his own portion. If he's not able to do the Avodah, he doesn't get his own portion, with the exception so far. So it's not if he actually does the Avodah, but if he's capable of doing it, with the exception of a Baal Mum. Okay, Rabbi Yosef says, Mechti, now let's consider, my Yechlena, Yachlakena. We said that the word, Rish Lakish is explaining the word Yechlena in the Pasuk really means not Yechlena, he can eat it, because in fact there are more cases of people who can eat, even though they can't do the Avodah. Cotton, we said, is able to eat from Korbanos, even though he can't do the Avodah. Really, Rish Lakish had said that the Pasuk Yechlena really means Yachlakena, he gets a portion of it. Well then, Lichtiv Rachmana Yechalkena. Then the Torah should explicitly say he gets a portion by Yechlena. Why instead does he use the word Yechlena? From that we can learn Shema Mina. From that we can learn this answers. So this will answer the question: why don't we include a Tevul Yoim? First we were saying a logical thing, because a Tevul Yoim has a disadvantage over a Baal Mum. But now Rabbi Yosef is saying there's another reason why it wouldn't include the Tevul Yoim. Because my Yechlena. Why instead does the Pasuk phrase it as saying that he will eat it, when in fact it's really talking about him getting a portion? Shema Mina, from this we can learn, Roy Lachila Cholik, if he's Roy to eat from the Korban right now, then he gets a portion. V'she'ena Roy Lachila Ena Cholik, if he's not Roy to eat, then he does not get a portion. Well, then there you go. A Baal Mum is able to eat, because the Pasuk clearly tells us that he's able to eat it. And therefore he gets his portion, as opposed to a Tevul Yoim. And the fact is, he's not able to eat the Korbanos right now because he's a Tevul Yoim, and therefore we can deduce from that he is excluded, and in fact he doesn't get a portion of his own. So that explains then, that's another way of explaining why the Tevul Yoim is not included. Okay, the Gemara says, Boy Rish Lakish. Now Rish Lakish has a question. Baal Mum b'hu Tomei. Suppose you have a Baal Mum who is also Tomei. Maush Yachlok Uloi, does he get a portion of the Korbanos of his own? Do we say, we say, look, after all, as a Baal Mum, he's anyway disqualified from doing the Avodah, and yet, Rahmona Rabye, and the Torah is Marba, and gives him, grants him his own portion of the Korbanos. So then Loishna, so Loishna, Mali Tome or Mali Balmum. So then what's the difference if he's only a Balmum, or if he's a Balmum and Tome, or if he's just a Balmum? Either way, he's equally ineligible to do the Avodah. So therefore, maybe he should get a portion regardless. In other words, maybe the Torah is saying a Balmum gets his portion, and at this point, it doesn't matter anymore with him. Obviously, it's not tied to whether he's able to do the Avodah or not, because clearly he can't do the Avodah, and yet the Torah is giving him a portion. So then maybe it shouldn't matter even if he is Tomei. Oduma, or maybe not, Roy Lachila Cholik, maybe we have what Rabbi Yosef pointed out, that if he's Roy to eat, then he can get a portion, V'she'en Roy Lachila Eila Cholik, and if he's not able to eat, then he doesn't get a portion, and being that he's Tomei, then he's not able to eat. The Torah never says that a Tomei is able to eat Korbanos, Balmum or not. So what would be the deal? Omer Rabba Toshma, so let's bring a proof. A Brice that says, Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinen. A Kohen Gadol is able to bring the Korbanos when he's an Oinen. We're going to discuss this later on in the Perek when we talk about Moshe, and Aaron and Aaron's sons in Parashat Shemini. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. Even though Nadav and Avihu have passed away, he's able to do the Avodah, he being the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is able to do the Avodah when he's an Oinen. We learn it actually from the Pasuk, that actually points out that the Pasuk says in Parashas Emor, although the Lo'imu, Lo Yitama, O Minam Mikdash Lo Yetzeh. It says that a Kohen Gadol does not become Tomei, even if his father or mother passes away, and from the Mikdash he does not go out. So we learn from that. Not only it means that he's not supposed to go outside the Beis Mikdash, but it also means that he doesn't leave the Beis Mikdash, even when his parents have passed away, he continues to stay there and do the Avodah. So he brings the Korbanos when he's an Oinen. Ve'ena ocho b'kodshim, however, he cannot eat kodshim. Ve'ena cholik lechol erev, nor does he get a portion that he will eat that evening, even though, again, his aninus will go away that evening, and he'll be able to eat kodshim. So we see that even though he's able to do the Avodah, the fact that he's an Oinen prevents him from eating kodshim. Shmamina, Roy Lachila Be'inen. So you see from that, says Rabba, that the key factor is he has to be Roy to be able to eat the Korban right now. It's fine that he's able to do the Avoida, but the Kohen Gadol Oinen is also able to do the Avoida, but yet he's barred from getting a portion of the Korbanos. Why? Because he's not Roy Lachila. So therefore, the same, that will answer your question. Then as far as the Balmum who's Tomei, it's true. With him, it's not tied to whether he can do the Avoida, but it still is tied with him whether he can eat. As a Kohen who's Tomei, he cannot eat. Therefore, he doesn't get a portion. So then Moses Shemamina, good, that proves it. And it, like Rabbi Yosef said, and in that case, and that's the rule. Again, the Sfasema says, in that case, then when the Mishnah had focused on the fact that he's able to do the Avodah, that's something else. That's the Mishnah. By that, the Mishnah is telling us that a child or a woman is not able to get their own portion of Korbanos. They're able to eat the Korbanos. They're Roi La'Achila, but they're not Roi La'Avodah, and therefore they don't get their own portion. They can just share in their father's or husband's portion. Okay. The Gemara says, Boi Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia has a similar question. Tomei the Korbanos Tzibur. Supposing you have a Kohen who's Tomei, but now we're dealing with the Korbanos Tzibur. Now the Korbanos Tzibur are able to be brought even when the Kohenim are Tomei. So now, Maoshi Yachlok Uloi, so now some of the Korbanos Tzibur have portions that are eaten. Most of the goats that are brought as chatois with most of the musafim. You have the shtei alechem and the two sheep that go together with them, the zivcha shamet zibur. You have the lechem upon him, you have the omer. So now the din with those is, because all of them are korbanos zibur and the kavur lehem zman, they have a scheduled fixed time that can't be missed, then therefore the din is that by them we do them even if the kohenim are tomei. However, the kohenim do not eat them. The only exception of a korban that's brought the tumah that is eaten is the korban pesach, and then we're not dealing with that over here because the korban pesach, the kohenim are not getting a specific portion. Everybody who's registered for a particular korban pesach gets a portion of it. So now, when it comes to the korbanos tzibur, which can be brought the tumah, however, they're not eaten the tumah. Mao sheyachlok uloi. The question is, would we give him a portion? So suppose the case is like this. The fact is that if all the Kohenim are Tomei, then the Avodah of those Korbanos can be done. But in this case, we don't actually have Kohenim Tmeim doing it. We have Kohenim Tahorim doing the Avodah. So now these Korbanos are available to be eaten. The question is, Ma'osh Yachlok Uloi, do we now give him a portion that he will be able to eat that evening? when he's no longer Tomei. So here the question is, the Torah says Hamachate, the one who does the Avodah, is one who's able to do the Avodah. Well, he would have been able to do the Avodah Bahayinami Mechatehu. In this case, Korban HaSibur can be brought the Truma, so he would have been perfectly eligible to do the Korban. Or maybe again, like Rabbi Yosef's Yerusha, Roy Lachil Acholik, Chein Roy Lachil Ein Acholik. Maybe again, it has to be that he's Roy to eat, and the Tomei is not able to eat the Korbanos right now, so therefore maybe he's not able to get his own portion either. So the Sfasemis points out, I mean, look, you know, the Tmeim are not allowed to do the Avodah unless there are no Koyanim Tahurim. But here we're talking about, as Rashi explains, there were Koyanim Tahurim who did the Avodah. Nevertheless, with the Yevid, if he did the Avodah, it would be valid because it's a Korban Sibur, the Kavur Lezman, and therefore now the question is whether maybe that's good enough for him to get a portion, or maybe not since he's not Roy Lachim. So again, Amar Avina Toshma, again, will prove from the same case of the Kohen Gadol as an Onan. Kohen Gadol Nacht with Onan Vein Oicha. A Kohen Gadol brings Korbanos even when he's an Onan, however, he does not eat from the Korbanos. Ve'en Echolik Lachal La'erav, and he doesn't get a portion that he will eat that evening. So we see Shmamina, Rory Lachila Ba'in, and then we have, like what Rabbi Yosef said, the key thing is he able to eat it? And in this case, the Kohen who's Tomei is not able to eat it currently because he's Tomei. Only when he's Toho will he be able to eat it. Therefore he does not get a portion of the Korban. Shmamina, so that proves it. So far the rule is, so now that we refine the rule, then it's like this. It does have to be. So it's like this. We do focus on both. There is Roy La'avoida. There does have to be that the Kohen is capable of doing the Avoida, and that excludes women and children. So they do not get their own portion. However, they can't eat from the Korbanos. Then we do focus on Roy La'avoida, with the exception of a Balmum. And then we also focus on Roy La'achila, and we say, even you have a case where a Kohen could have potentially done a certain Korban, whether we're talking about a Kohen who's Tomei with the Korban of Sibur, or whether we're talking about a Kohen Gadol who's able to bring the Korbanos and he's an Onan, nevertheless, we do also have to focus on the fact on whether he's able to eat from the Korban right now, and if not, then no, he does not get a portion that will be given to him that evening. So again, he will be able to eat from the Korban that evening, but he won't get his own portion. He's going to have to be given a piece of somebody else's portion if he's going to eat it. Okay. So that gives us the basic framework then of who gets their own portion of a Korban and who doesn't. Next, the Mishnah had said, Oinen negeyav eini makriv chula. An Oinen, we said, which is a person whose relative has just passed away, we're going to discuss in the Gemara later on in the Perek, when exactly aninus begins, obviously, when the person dies, when does it end exactly? We're going to talk about the first day, we're going to talk about the night afterwards, we're going to talk about until the burial, so we'll get into all of that later. But in any case, the Mishnah had said, an Oinen is able to touch Korbanos, he doesn't make them tamei, the Oinen makriv, however, he cannot bring the Korbanos, unless, again, as we said, the Kohen Gadol is an exception to that. So the Gemara says, Oinen negeya, the Gemara says, you're telling me an Oinen is able to touch Korbanos? Why? Or a mini, I have a contradiction. A Mishnah says in Chagiga, Oinen u'mechosek kiporim tzuchim tzvila l'kodesh. An Oinen, or the mechosek kiporim, the one who brought his Korbanos, the one who has yet to bring his Korbanos, they need to toivel before they touch Kodesh. Because they were... Rashi points out that we're talking about that. First of all, this tefillah is not going to require head of shemesh because it's only because as the Gemara is going to say it's only dirabanan. But it means, in other words, that it means he toveled on the day of his aninus itself. So his relative passed away today, and still today he goes and tovels. So, actually, we haven't gotten to that yet. But wait, so an Oinen Mechosek Purim need Tzvila LaKodesh. The reason is basically because of Hesach Adas, because of the Midaraisa, they were also Keep Kodshim, so therefore they may not have been careful to stay away from Tumah. So Midrabanan, then the Gemara explains in Chagiga that Midrabanan, they required them to do Tzvila. So what do you mean he can touch Kodshim? Amrav Ami, Amrav Yechon, like Kasha, Kan B'Shetoval, Kan B'Shaloi Toval. The difference is, when did he Tovel? He toveled while he's still an Oinen. So he toveled on the day that his relative passed away. Now, Aninus is always going to be at least one day. As the Gemara in Moed Katan learns it from a pasuk that says Vachrisa Piyay Mar, the end of it is going to be like a bitter day. So we see that there's a specific day called a day of bitterness, and that is the day of Aninus. So therefore, so now if you have his relative passed away and he went and toveled, so now at least it's true he's still going to have to toivel again later on in order to eat kunshin, but in order to touch them, the fact that he did tevila the one time is good enough. Because then he doesn't have the hetzach hadas anymore, and therefore now he's able to touch kunshin. Can, whereas the Mishnah and Chagigah, which like tovel, he didn't toivel yet, and therefore, he can't even touch kunshin. So that's the Gemara asked, if he tovel, my hobby, what's the difference if he toveled? Well, hadra al aninus. The fact is, the aninus is going to return right back on him. The fact is, he's still an onan for the whole day. Exactly that. If an onan tovels on the day when he's an onan, on the day when his relative passed away, then his aninus comes right back. If it's before the burial. So then in that case, what good does it do that he toveled? So the Gemara answers loikasha. Now there are two different gusos over here, whether it's ela loikasha or loikasha. Rashi has the word ela in the Gemara, ela loikasha. Now that would mean, now when the Gemara says ela on a previous answer, it means we're discarding the previous answer and we're going to give a new one. So according to Rashi, who has the word ela, then the Gemara is saying, never mind Rav Ami's answer, that there's a difference, that if he toveled while he's an onan, that it will be effective, and now he's able to touch kodshim. Instead, the Gemara is going to give a different answer. However, Tosfos does not have the word ela, and we don't have it in the Gemara in front of us either. And in fact, and in fact, that would mean that we're not discarding that answer. We are in fact still going to use that answer of that he toveled. However, we're going to make a further distinction within it between whether there's hesach hadas or not. So loy kasha hod asach daite hod loy asach daite. So the difference will be when he was masiach das, he's no longer focused on that, to keeping himself tame, on keeping himself tahor, because after all, he was also to eat kodshim anyway, so therefore he didn't bother focusing on, I need to keep myself tahor, as opposed to on Mishnah talking about he was not Masiyah Das. So therefore he is able to touch kodshim. So again, with the Girsa Ella, it means we're not using Rabbi Yochanan's answer, and it would mean, when is he also to touch? Only when there was Hesach Hadas. It's not a distinction of did he tovel on the day he was an onan or not, it's a difference of was there Hesach Hadas or not. Tosfos, on the other hand, does not have the word Ella, so therefore, so we still are using Rabbi Yochanan's distinction, but what about the question? What about the question that we said that Aninus Chazeres Olav? The answer is, when is Aninus Chazeres Olav? When does Aninus return to him? Only if he was Masiach Das. If he was not Masiach Das, then in fact the Aninus will not return to him, and he is then, and now that's what our Mishnah is saying, that he's able to eat, that he's able to touch Kachin. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Hesach Hadas, what do you mean? If he had Hesach Hadas, if he's not focused on keeping himself tahor, then he may have even touched a mess and become tamei. Shlishi u'shvi'i, he's going to have to be sprinkled with Torah Adumah water on the third and seventh day. As in fact, Rabbi Yistoy B'Rab Moson says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Hesach Hadas, Tzorech Hazah, Shlishi u'shvi'i. That a person who had Hesach Hadas needs to be sprinkled on the third and seventh day and go through the whole process of Tara from Tumas Mess in case he became Tumas Mess and didn't realize it. So if you're telling me this guy was Masiach Das, then it's not enough for him to toivel. He actually needs to be sprinkled with Torah Adumah water in case he became Tumas Mess. So, and the answer is, Loikasha Hoda Asach Daiti Mitzmei Mess, Hoda Asach Daiti Mitzmei Sheretz. The difference is, Rabbi Yisroel is talking about that he was Masiach Das and isn't focused on remaining Tahor at all, even from Tumas Mess. So therefore we need to sprinkle him with Torah Adumah water just in case. As opposed to the Mishnah that we said before, the Mishnah in Chagigah, that said that he needs to toivel, is Hoda Asach Daiti Mitzmei Sheretz. Mitzmei Sheretz is that he only was not focused on not becoming Tomei with a Sheretz. But he did make sure that he didn't become Tomei Mess. So he doesn't need to be sprinkled with Hoda Adumah water, but he does need to toivel in case maybe he became Tomei with a Sheretz. So the Gemara says, in that case, Tomei Sheretz, Tomei Malyahu, well then that would be a full-fledged Tomei Dara Isa, the head of Shemesh, boy. That would actually require head of Shemesh, not just toiveling. So why is that Mishnah saying that he needs toveling, implying that as soon as he does that, he's able to touch Kodshim? And our Mishnah had said even that he's able to touch, and was saying, fine, it means that he toveled when he was an Onan, and that he wasn't Masiach Das. But if the Mishnah in Chagiga is talking about he was Masiach Das, and he might have become Tomei with a Sheretz, then Tevila is not enough. He needs head of Shemesh too. V'oid, and not only that, after the Truma Nami, then the same din would be true as far as Truma as well, and yet the Mishnah says over there that this din that he needs Tovel is only for Kodesh, only for Korbanos, not for Truma. Well, if there's a concern that he might have become Tomei Sheretz, then there's a concern about Truma as well. So, the Gemara answers, Omer Abiyumia, because the case rather would be as follows, V'oimer, the case in Chagiga that says that all he needs is Toveling, is that all he needs is toveling. But Omer, he says, Nishmauti midrava hamatam eni, for Nishmauti midrava apislani. I was careful not to be near anything, not to be in contact with anything that would make me tome daraisa, but not from something, and would require head of shemesh, but not from something that would only pass on me midrabanon. So the logic is, for the Ponim Neiris explains, an Onan is able to eat truma. So therefore, he's going to avoid anything that would prevent him from eating truma, but he's not necessarily going to avoid anything that would prevent him from eating kodshim, because he's not going to be, as an owner, he can't eat kodshim right now anyhow. So he's careful from something that would make him tomei, but not from something that's posel. Posel basically is the term that we use when something is able to, is itself tomei, but is not able to make something else tomei, then we call that posel. So here he's saying that I was careful not to be in contact with anything that would make that now if I touched Truma or Kodshim, I would be Matame then. I was careful of that. But I wasn't careful from something that would only make me Possel, where then if I touched those things, I wouldn't make them Tame. I wasn't careful to avoid such things. And Torah just discusses some possibilities. What could that be? For example, he might have eaten a loaf of bread. He might have eaten food of truma, which is a shlishi of truma. V'dirabanan, then he becomes a sheni, but only as far as kodesh, not as far as truma. So that's one example, and Tosfos goes through and gives some other examples as well. There can be an example, for example, you touched the Gemara mentions in various places, particularly in Chagiga, that the din is somebody who's tohor for truma is still considered midrabanan tomei as far as kodesh. For kodesh is going to need another tefillah because kodesh is held to a higher standard. So you could have, for example, he touched clothing of somebody who is tohor for truma, but it's considered tomei as far as kodesh. So you have a couple of possibilities of how he could do that. That I was careful to avoid something that would make me tomei and unable to eat truma, but not from something that would make me only posel as far as kodeshim, and that there's not a problem. So now. Midrabanan, he's still going to need tevila to touch kodshim anyway, just in case. But he won't. He won't need head of shemesh because it's only a tumah midrabanan. And therefore, so that's that. That would be why the Mishnah in Chagiga says that he needs tevila. The fact is, Rashi says this is a bit of a doichak of an answer. In fact, the Gemara is not going to end up saying this. The Gemara is going to end up giving a different answer. But first, let's discuss this point that you're saying that a person can say, and he can be trusted to say, I was careful from one type of truma, but not from a different. Umiik in the Tudos Lapauga. Is there such a thing as guarding himself as far as only half? And the Gemara answers, hey, yes. Baha Tanya, and indeed we learn in a Braisa, Odehu Asal al Rosha, suppose a person has a basket full of figs on his head, Magrefa Besoichai, and inside the basket there is a Magrefa. Rashi describes a Magrefa as a metal tool with a wide head that you use it when the figs get stuck together, then you use it to separate them. So sort of like a spatula or something. Magrefa literally means more like a rake or something. So it's a tool that's used to separate these figs when they get stuck together. So now he has this basket. Inside it is a magrefa, and there are also dates, and there are also figs. But Omar, and he says, Libi alasal, I was having in mind to prevent the basket from touching anything tame, the ain libi ala magrefa, but I was not focusing on the magrefa, on this tool. The din is indeed, asal torah magrefa tmea. Then the basket will be torah, but not grateful, would be Tomei, just in case something of Tumah touched it. Why would he do such a thing, by the way, as practical? Well, so why would he do such a thing? So let's say he did that. He's less concerned about the tumor of the food inside it. But first thing, I ask, what do you mean? Tami magrefa, or tami magrefa lasal? What do you mean? If the magrefa became tome, then it would make the basket that it's touching tome. So the answer is enkli, metame kli, because even midirabbanan, one keli that's tome does not make another keli tome, because a keli can become tome only from an ava tumor. Suppose that it was. Let's say a sheretz touched this magrefa, that would make it a rishon l'truma. A rishon l'truma is not able to be metame kelim. Okay, the Gemara asks, "Is the tamei mashma soichoi?" Fine, at least then the magrefa should make tome the food inside the basket. And the fact that we said that only the magrefa is tome seems to imply that the figs are tar. And the answer is Amar Rava. That's the thing that he's saying. Ba'omer, he's saying Shmaukiya Midrava Matama. Exactly that. This is the same thing as we just said about Matama and Poisla. I was careful to avoid that the magrefa would touch something, would be in contact with something that makes it tome, because then in turn it would make the figs tome as well. But I was not careful to have it avoid something that would only passel it, where then the magrefa itself cannot be used for truma or kodshim, but until it's toibled, but it's not going to be metame the food. Now, why would he do that? A balabatish reason is because the food, if it becomes tome, can't be made tohar. The magrefa, big deal. If it becomes tome, all he has to do is dip it in a mikveh. So therefore, he might well do that. So we see from that, therefore, that that it is possible and it is valid for a person to say, I was careful from something that makes it tomei, but not from something that makes it possible. Well, by the same token, then a person could say, in the case of the onion before, he could say, I was careful to avoid anything doing my aninus that would make me tomei and unable to even touch truma or kodshim, but not, or to eat truma, because after all, as an onion, he's able to eat truma, but I was not careful to avoid anything that would only make me fossil, because that's not going to affect me eating truma anyway, and as far as kodshim, I can't eat truma right now. So we see that it is perfectly possible for a person to do that, to be careful about Dovra Matama, but not Dovra Poisla. However, the Gemara says, Igalgal Milsa, however, the matter rolled on. In other words, eventually this whole discussion between the seeming contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Chagiga of whether the Oyin needs the Toivol or not. And we were using all these answers, which so far the Gemara had tried all these answers. There's a difference whether he Toivoled, whether in Zaninus, whether he had Hesachadas, whether he's having Hesachadas only partially, and this is all a bit of a doicha. So eventually this matter rolled on, and it traveled from place to place, from Talmud Chacham to Talmud Chacham, or Matoi Mekameh did Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. Eventually it came to the attention of Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. Omalahu, so he says, the people who brought this whole discussion in front of him, Lo Shmiel Lahu Ha, to Amar Rabbi Yechon and Amar Rebbe, have all of these Chachamim who had this discussion, did they not hear a din that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rebbe, Ha'oichol Shlishi Shal Truma, when a person eats food of Truma, that is a Shlishi, also Lechol, he himself is also to eat Truma, because he himself becomes a Shlishi, and a Shlishi is not able, Shlishi exists by Truma. We're going to learn eventually in Masechta Chulin, particularly by Hashem, that when it comes to Chulin, you go only as far as Sheni. There's no such thing as a Shlishi Latruma when it comes to Cholin. By Truma, there is a Shlishi, but not a Revi. By Kodshim, there's a Revi as well. So now, when it comes to a person ate bread or any other food of Truma that was a Shlishi, then he himself becomes a Shlishi Latruma. Also Lechol, he's also to eat Truma. Umutu Liga, however, he is able to touch Truma, because the fact that he himself ate the food of shlishi and himself becomes a shlishi, that's not the usual way things work. Usually tumma goes down in levels as it goes from one object or one person to another. Here he ate food of shlishi. By rights, he shouldn't be tumma at all. We have a maila d'rabbanan that he, when it comes to tumma, that we consider him exactly like the food he ate, and therefore he's a shlishi. But the chum did not extend that to the point of saying that he should be also to touch it. Alma, so we see Bachila over Rabban and Maila. So we see when it comes to eating, the Chacham made a Maila and said that you need to touch it, that you need to toivel before you touch it. Minigila over Rabban and Maila. When it comes to touching, though, the Chacham did not make that Maila. Well, then, in that case, when the Mishnah in Chagiga says that the Oinin has to toivel for Kodshim, we don't mean to touch Kodshim. We mean that he should be able to eat Kodshim. But our Mishnah is saying that he's able to touch Kodshim without turbling, because that is in fact how it is. So therefore, when our Mishnah says that he's able to touch Kodshim, even though he hasn't turbled, then that's what it means. That even though he hasn't turbled, he is able to touch Kodshim, because the Chachamim never imposed such a rule in the first place. The same thing is true as far as the Mechusat Kippurim. The difference is that the Mechusat Kippurim also has to turbol. The difference is that the Oinin, as we said before, if he turbols during the daytime, his Aninus is going to bounce right back on him, whereas the Mechusat Kippurim right away is when he's able to turbol anytime during the day, and since his Tevila after bringing his Korban is only Medir Abanan, he doesn't need head of Shemesh, and therefore he's able to Kodesh him right away. Tosfos also points out what we said before. It comes out, according to Rashi's explanation, it comes out that we're not using Rabbi Yochanan's answer from before, that there's a difference between him toveling, there's a difference between whether he toveled as an onan or not. And again, Rashi had the word Ella in the Gemara, meaning that the Gemara had rejected Rabbi Yochanan's answer and given other answers, but Tosfos says it can still be, we can still use Rabbi Yochanan's answer, that on Mishnah is talking about he toveled, the one in Chagiga is talking about he didn't tovel, but this that we're saying, that when the Mishnah says in Chagiga that he has to toivel, that means he has to toivel in order to eat. And the fact that he toiveled earlier is not going to help, because he's still anointed. But we said in the Mishnah of Enoch Cholik, the Mishnah said Enoch Cholik, we said he does not divide, he does not get a portion of the korbanos to eat them that evening, the anointed that is. So let's deal with the let's deal with this detail about the oinen. Miflag who delay poly. You're telling me that he doesn't get his own portion. However, the implication would seem to be that if another Korean invites him to join in and eating his portion of the korban, also then he's able to eat from it that evening. So even though he didn't get his own portion, he can get a share of another Korean's portion. Or the mini though, the Gemara says I have a contradiction on that from a Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah says oinen, a mechusat kippurim, an oinen, or a mechusat kippurim. The mechusat kippurim doesn't really belong in here, and Rashi takes it out. Because in fact, the mechusat kippurim, again, once he brings his korbanos, is able to eat kodshim. It's the oinen who's restricted until that evening. So the Mishnah says oinen, toivel v'oichel as pischel erev, he's able to toivel and eat his korban pesach that evening, avaloi v'kodshim. However, he's not able to eat other kodshim. Now, the reason behind that is like this. The Gemara explains in Pesachim, and we're going to discuss it in our Sugya as well, that when is he an Oinen? So suppose his relative has not been buried yet. Suppose for whatever reason they weren't able to bury him that day. Midaraisa, he would be an Oinen only during the daytime, not the night. Because again, Bachrisa ki yoimar, like a bitter day. The fact that he's an Oinen the following night is only Dirabbanam. Now, since here we're talking about the Korban Pesach, and we want him to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, because otherwise if he doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, he's Chayav Kodesh, and even if he brings it, but he doesn't eat it, he may not bring it at all, etc. So therefore, we're going to relax that rule. We're not going to impose the rule, Midrabanan, that he's an Onan by night, when it comes to eating the Korban Pesach. But when it comes to other Korbanos, this Tana holds that since Midrabanan is still considered an Onan, there is an opinion that Aninus by night is in fact Daraisa, so because the Mishnah wouldn't work according to that. But the Mishnah is saying, according to the opinion that the Aninus by night is Dirabanon, then we're going to relax that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, but not when it comes to other Korbanos. About other Korbanos, there's only a mitzvah say for him as a Korean to eat them. So we see that an Onan cannot eat Kodshim that evening. So why is our Mishnah saying he doesn't get a portion, implying but he could be invited to share with it that evening? The Mishnah in Pesachim is implying that not. He can't even eat from it that evening. The answer is, Omer Abiyumi Midifti, like Kasha, can the Pesach, can the Shami Mois Hashanim. Our Mishnah is talking about Pesach night, the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about the rest of the year. The Pesach, i.e. the Ochel Pesach, Ochel Nami Kodshim. We can answer that once on Pesach night, we allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, because again, there's Kodesh involved, then already we'll allow him to eat other Kodshim as well. So once we relax the rule of him being an Oinen by night and allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, then already he will be able to eat other Kodshim as well, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. the Shari Mos Hashanah with the rest of the year, Deloy Chazi, because he's not suitable to eat Korbanos, Loy Chazi, and therefore he's not suitable to eat any Korbanos even by night. By Avaloy Bekodshim, so when the Mishnah in Pesachim says that he cannot eat Kodshim, that doesn't mean other Kodshim on Pesach night, meaning, for example, let's say the Chagigah that's often brought with the Korban Pesach. It means Avaloy Bekodshim, which are called Ashana. The Mishnah in Pesachim just means that he can't eat Korbanos of the rest of the year. But on Pesach night, we will allow this fellow who was an Onan on Erev Pesach, and now is still an Onan, Midrabanan, we will in fact allow him to eat, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, not only the Korban Pesach, but all the Korbanos. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer, Rav Asi says, no, Loi Kasha, a different way of answering, there's no contradiction. Kansha, Mesva, Mesva, Va also, Kvore, Va also. The Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about where his relative passed away on Erev Pesach, and he buried him still that day. So now, by night, he is still considered an Oinon Zerabbanon, even though the burial took place that day. So I was saying before that he's an Oinon only until the burial, but not so. Zerabbanon, he's considered an Oinon that night as well. But now, because he's an Oinon Zerabbanon, then he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach, but not other Pachin. Can, as opposed to our Mishnah, Shemesle, Mesle, Shloisha also, what about also? His relative passed away on the 13th of Nisan, and he buried him on the 14th. So therefore, so the 14th of Nisan was not the day of the death. It was only the day of the burial. And the whole concept that Aninos should apply on the day of the burial is itself only Dirabanan. The Yom Kura, Loi Tafis Lele Midirabanan. And even Midirabanan, says Rav Asi, then the day is not going to grab the night and include it in the same category. And therefore, we will say, so it doesn't have to be Dafka before Pesach. It could be any other time during the year. But as long as we're not talking about the day of the death, we're talking about only the day of the burial. The burial took place the next day or a later day. Then that night he is in fact able to eat kodshim. So again, because that day he was still an oinim zirabanan because the burial took place on that day, therefore he does not get his own portion of kodshim because we said before you have to be able to do the avoda. And as an oinim, he's still not able to do the avoda. However, he's not able to get his own portion. Therefore, however, another kohen can invite him to share his portion. Okay. So the Gemara says, So the question is, Man Tana Aninus Laila Dirabanan. Well, which Tana is it that we're saying is that the Mishnah in Pesachim that says that he can eat the Korban Pesach that night, but not other Kodshim, implying that Aninus by night is Dirabanan. Because the fact is, if it was Daraisa, then it wouldn't allow him to eat the Korban Pesach either. So who is the author of that Mishnah? And the answer is Reb Shimon. That Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. D'Tanya, Aninus Laila Medivre Torah Divre Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that Aninus is by night in Torah as well, as we will see later on, as we'll see tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, from the story of Moshe and Aaron and his sons. Reb Shimon over Oinen Einim Medivre Torah El Medivre Sosim. Reb Shimon says, the Aninus by night, is not midaraisa b'chol, is only midrabanan. Teda, and Rabbi Shimon says you can prove it. Sharei omru, because we have that Mishnah. Oinen tovu v'oichos tischal erev avaloi b'kodshim, that an oinen can tovu and eat his korban pesach that evening, but not other kodshim. So therefore, if the aninus was daraisa, he wouldn't be able to. So therefore, we see the aninus is only dirabanan, and therefore the chachamim can suspend that rule in order to allow him to eat the korban pesach and not be potentially over on isra koris. Okay, so the question is the sovereign of Shimon aninus laila dirabanan. So you're telling me that Shimon holds that aninus by night is only dirabanan. V'hatanya, we learn in another brisa. Reb Shimon Omer, Oinen Einim Shaleach Korbanosa. And Oinen is not able, not only can a Koyan who is an Oinen not do the Avodah himself, but anybody, Koyan of Yisrael, cannot send his Korbanos when he's an Oinen to be offered on his behalf. My Lava Philip of Pesach. Now, on the face of it, wouldn't that apply even to the Korban Pesach? And therefore, doesn't that show, therefore, it must be, because why Midar Isa, he won't be able to eat it that night? So then that would show that Aninus by night is Daraisa. Because if it was only Darabonim, then again, the Chacham should suspend him to allow him to eat from the Korban Pesach. So the answer is one, Levami Pesach, no, Reb Shimon can mean that he's not able to send other Korbanos with the exception of the Korban Pesach. Precisely because he's going to be able to eat from it by night. So the Gemara says, "Well, Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer," but we have another Braisa where Reb Shimon says, Shlomim, why is the Korban Shlomim so called? Shalom may be the enemy of Kshu Oinen, because we learn from that that he should be bringing a Korban Shalom only when he's Shalom, only when he's complete and in completely in his right mind, not when he's an Oinen and full of grief. The enemy of Kshu Oinen. So from that we learn that a person does not bring a Shalom when he's an Oinen. Now, minayim l'rabas esaf toida. How do we know to include the same din applies to a korban toida, that he can't bring that when he's an oinen eater? And we don't mean bring, we don't mean a koyan bringing it, we mean the Yisrael sending a toida to be brought while he's an oinen. So the answer is, ma'abriani esaf toida, we're going to include toida, shaken nechelis besimcha kishlamim, because you have to eat it besimcha, just like a korban shlamim. A toida is really a species of shlamin, and what it means is, in other words, when you have the mitzvah and yom tovim, the samachta b'chagefa, and that includes eating meat of korbanos, and includes eating meat of shlamin, a toida is included in that as well, and you would be yotze with that as well. So therefore, toida is in the same category as it's in the same category as a shlamin. What about minayim l'rabbis is an oila? How do we know to include an oila as well, that a person can't send it to be brought while he can't have it brought on his behalf when he's an oinen? And the answer is, ma'abran es ha'oila shekein bab, nedur v'nedavah, kishlamim. Because an oila has this in common with shlamim, it can be brought, the nedur v'nedavah, the person can voluntarily donate an oila, just like he can voluntarily donate a shlamim. Minayim l'rabbis, b'choru ma'isu or pesach. How do we know to include also b'choru ma'isu and pesach, that he can't do those when he's an oinen either? And pesach, well, this is what we're saying. Here we were saying that Reb Shimon allows him to have the korban pesach brought on his behalf, and he'll eat it that evening. But here this b'raisa is saying that Reb Shimon himself is saying no. And the answer is, ma'arani b'choru ma'isu or pesach, shekein enin boin achet. Because the b'choru ma'isu and pesach are all like the shlamim, in that none of them are brought for an aveira, unlike a chatas or an osham, and sometimes an olos, which are brought for an aveira. A b'choru ma'isu or pesach are not, and therefore in that sense they're very similar to a shlamim. What about minayim that are chatas or osham? How do we know to include then a chatas and an osham like which also can't be brought when he's an oinen? And the answer is, Talmud lema zevah. Therefore, the pasuk says, the pasuk doesn't say being shlomim korbanim. It says being zevah shlomim korbanim. The word zevah means a korban that is shechted. Zevah means a korban that is shechted, and therefore it means that, and therefore it includes a chatas or an osham as well. Okay, how do we know the same din applies to brood korbanos, which are not shechted, where they do malika instead, or menachos, where there's no shchita at all, v'hayayin, or if a person brings wine as mesachim, and we learned even earlier in the Masechta that a person could bring wine alone as a korban, v'ha'etim, or a person brings wood. Now Rashi explains that when a person brings wood as a korban, then he brings it's not just the wood itself, he brings a korban along with it. So now there is discussion about that. In that case, first of all, there's a point. Birds can also come to neder and adava. But still, when the pasuk is saying zevach, that would mean it would think to exclude birds, and therefore we need a different limud for it. Now, when we talk about bringing a korban of wood, so there's a machlokas in menachos. Can a person bring wood, but is that actually considered a full-fledged independent korban or not? So therefore, Rashi, in order to avoid the issue, says that we're talking about over here that he brings a korban along with the wood. But maybe it could apply to the wood, to the wood itself. If we say that wood itself is considered a korban. Anyway, how do we know valavoina, or a person brings lavoina by itself as a korban, which he can also do? How do we know that all those things cannot be brought with an oinen? Tamavana shlomim korbanai. Therefore, after the word shlomim, it says korbanai, his korban, and that means korbanos true maybe. It means all korbanos. A person brings true shlomim maybe. He can bring them only when he's shlomim, only when he's shlomim, only when he's complete. Then he may be true oinen. He cannot bring them when he's an oinen. So we have the entire list of korbanos. They cannot be brought on his behalf when he's an oinen. Well, katani mia pesach. Well then, so it mentioned in Pesach. Now, before we said that Reb Shimon had said before that an oinen is able to eat the korban pesach, meaning that it's able to be brought in the afternoon of erev pesach on his behalf. So the Braisa explicitly mentioned, if the Braisa just said that an Oinen can't bring Korbanos and didn't list the Korban Pesach, then you would say that the whole thing is a Din Zirabbanon and the Pesukim is an Asmachta. And maybe therefore that the Korban Pesach would be allowed. But now that Reb Shimon is saying that's clearly listing the Korban Pesach, then it clearly contradicts what he said. So the Gemara starts with a few answers. We'll learn some of them today, and we'll continue tomorrow, Rav Hashem. Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach could be nasty. So Rav Chisda says, you're right. The Braisa did not really need to mention the Korban Pesach. Very often, when we have Bechor, Meister, and Pesach, they're all listed together, and therefore here also, the Tana of the Braisa mentioned Bechor, Meister, and Pesach, even though in fact the Pesach does not really belong in this list. So it's true that an Oinon would be able to bring his Korban Pesach, and the Braisa mentioned it, unnecessarily. Rav Sheshes, I'm a my Pesach, Shalme Pesach. Rav Sheshes gives a second answer that the word Pesach over here doesn't mean the Korban Pesach itself, means the Shlomim that come together with the Korban Pesach that are brought on the 14th, so that you will have, when you have a lot of people, each one is only going to get a small amount of Korban Pesach, then you have a Shlomim as well, so that everybody will be able to fill up on that. So they want to ask, kind of Shlomim? Well, then that's Shlomim, and the Brides had begun by saying Shlomim. And the answer is fine. Tana Shlomim boim machmas atzman, but Tana Shlomim boim machmas Pesach. The Braisa mentioned both. It mentioned a separate limud for the ones that are brought independently and the ones that are brought because of the Pesach. The Eloi Tana Shlomim boim machmas Pesach, if the Tana had not mentioned the ones that come because of the Pesach, Sakudat Hamina, you would have thought to say, Horu machmas Pesach also, since after all, these Shlomim are coming because of the Korban Pesach. The whole purpose of them is that you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach al hasoiva when you're almost full, which is a covenant to the Korban, to Gufe de Pesach Domu, then it should be considered like the actual Pesach, and the same way the Pesach itself can be brought by an Oinon, the same way these Shlomim, Kamash Malon, therefore the Braita needs to tell you that not, and they follow the rules of all other Korbanos, and you cannot bring them when the person is an Oinon. So far we have two answers, and then we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and the Gemara will bring a few more answers how to reconcile what Rav Shimon is saying, where before we said that an Oinon is able to bring this Korban Pesach, and he's even able to eat it that evening, whereas we had a Braisa over here that listed the Pesach among the ones that not. So we'll continue with that tomorrow, Beis Hashem.